As many Australians head into a long weekend and perhaps a long drive planned for Friday night or Saturday, there's the perennial road trip question, where to find the cheapest fuel. Prices vary, as most of us know. A New South Wales government monitoring website shows that across Sydney, the variation can be around 20 cents a litre, sometimes more. So why is it cheaper in some places and more expensive in others? We certainly know that the price of crude oil has just entered a bear market. It's tumbled more than 20% since late April. So what will that mean for your weekend petrol buy? Here's our business reporter, David Taylor.
The price of oil plunged another 5% overnight, continuing a slide that's gone on for months.
So we've fallen a huge amount just in a short period of time.
That's Mark Newton from New York-based Newton Advisors. Heavy selling came as government data showed stockpiles of US crude climbed by 6.8 million barrels last week to over 483 million, the highest level since July 2017. Rising stockpiles shows big refineries are not looking for more oil, which points to weaker demand at the consumer level. CommSec senior economist Ryan Felsman follows the oil market.
In the US, we're into the driving season now that it's summer, and that's why markets were quite surprised, because analysts had expected a drawdown actually of 849,000, so that really does reflect some concerns around demand, both domestically in the US, but also more broadly globally.
Front and centre are concerns the US-China trade war will escalate and cause damage to the global economy. Right now, though, it's a win for Australian motorists. That's because the fall in the price of crude has flowed through to the bowser.
If you look at Motormouth in the western suburbs of Sydney, quite good conditions as far as those pump prices are concerned, around that $1.30 a litre.
But insurance company NRMA says it wants motorists to know about another dynamic within Australia's petrol station market. Spokesman Peter Currie says within Australia's capital cities, big price differences are emerging.
And the reality is you can find yourself paying up to $17 more for a full tank of petrol, depending on where you fill up, if you happen to fill up at the wrong service station.
As Ryan Felsman explains, petrol stations in high traffic areas typically have lower prices, while those in low traffic areas have more expensive fuel.
So if you're in Mossman, for example, at the moment, at the 7-Eleven there, you're paying around $1.40 a litre. But if you drive across the Spit Bridge and go to Caltex at Manly, you're paying around $1.20 to $1.25.
Several years ago, the NRMA lobbied for a real-time petrol price comparison website in New South Wales. The government agreed to it. The website, known as Fuel Check, shows that this evening, for example, the price of unleaded petrol in Lewisham, in Sydney's inner west, is $1.23, while across town in Paddington, it's $1.65. That's a difference of over 40 cents a litre. Peter Currie says for some families, even a few dollars in savings means a lot.
$5 for a tank of petrol is a lot to a lot of people. And I mean, that's just the reality. The cost of motoring in Australia is going up. In Sydney, for example, your typical family in Western Sydney, about a fifth of their weekly budget goes towards transport costs, road driving and public transport. And of that, obviously, petrol is a significant amount of that. So, yes, it hurts. $17 means a lot to people. But from our own experience talking to members, $3 or $4 if you're a pensioner means a lot to someone.
Complicating the search for cheaper fuel a little is what's known as the discount or price cycle. In Perth, for example, what it means for motorists is that Monday is generally the cheapest day to buy petrol and Tuesday is the most expensive. More broadly, petrol stations will choose a series of days every month to discount heavily in attempt to draw motorists into their driveways. CommSec's Ryan Felsman says this weekend sees lower oil prices combine with a low point in the monthly discount cycle, making for especially cheap fuel if you can find the right servo.
What tends to happen is the bottoming in a discount cycle appears to be lower than it was previously.
Both the NRMA and CommSec told PM they believe the price of crude oil and petrol prices could fall further still next week.
And we hope that helps, business reporter David Taylor.